Love and marriage, love and marriage, love and marriage, love and marriage.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Sex with me, so amazing. Yo, y'all, what up? Special episode of Two Black Brothers. But today is one black brother and one black sister.
Hey.
Introduce yourself, sister.
What's up, everybody? My name is Kim Lachey.
All right, so tell them about Kim Lachey. Who are you?
I'm just a black sister living, representing for all the other black sisters as much as I can by staying true and powerful and all that good and great stuff.
How are you representing for the sisters?
I just told you.
How?
What you mean how? Being a representation of what a black sister should be and learning.
What should a black sister be?
A black sister should be proud, powerful, walk with integrity, spiritual, so nurturing.
Is Rachel Dolezal a black sister?
That lady who pretended to be black?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she picked up the characteristics, but shit.
She got her hair buried in the back.
I know, shit.
That's
on
point.
I know, right? But it's all good.
Is she a black sister?
Nah. Her blood don't say that, but if she feel that way, she was in the NCAA, right? P? NCAA P? What is it called? Oh, yeah.
That shit been a, like, a little corrupt thing.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Had a little
undercover. I don't understand how he didn't know. Somebody had to know.
I was watching the fight today. Did you watch it?
Nah, you know I was asleep.
No, why you sleep though?
You know what's going on in this household?
You gotta tell the listeners.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a child. I'm bearing a child soon.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm humble, though. It's a humbling experience.
How'd you get pregnant?
Because you put your dick inside me, and that's what happened.
Yeah, you talking like that on the podcast?
Well, shit, that's what you want to talk about? I'm talking about mental
You gotta have more marriage.
Talking
like, oh,
whatever, nigga, you be over here talking all that mad craziness with the door closed. I know y'all been listening to his podcast, just two black brothers. They be talking about all things and everything.
Hi, girl, Kim. She said she's a star.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a light. Mm-hmm. Stars burn out.
Yeah, shout out to my homie Leo. DJ Period. Oh, yeah, DJ Period. I be saying his real name. He just had his baby.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
Yeah, Fatima.
Oh, that's her name, Fatima? It's very pretty.
Yeah. We're handling business, but we'll be back in like 2 weeks. Next weekend, I'm doing the podcast expo. So we testing out the mic on y'all.
Yeah.
That's all you
want to
say?
Yes. What am I supposed to say? Oh, make sure y'all come. Make sure y'all come out. That's what, October 5th? Whatever.
Hey, you been practicing doing podcasts.
Don't put me out like that.
Yeah, when she on the podcast, she'll talk.
Oh, shoot. I'll take over. Shoot. How about that? Now, but y'all come. Y'all come. What is it called? Podcast? A West Coast Podcast Expo? What is it actually called? Yeah, come out. What time is supposed to start? 12 o'clock, $20 at the door, right?
Yeah.
Now
it's $10.
Yeah, and then y'all come to the table. Come say what's up. Take a picture with Poe. We'll be there.
I'm charging y'all niggas to take pictures with me.
No.
I ain't no regular nigga. You can't just walk. Hey, I ain't one of them dudes where you just walk up on me like that. You need permission. So don't just be trying to walk up on me up in there because my homies might jump you, so.
Oh my god.
You ask for permission before you run up on me, though. Just saying. Oh, I have not known these little. I know how these Cali dudes do.
Oh my gosh.
I'm from San Diego, so y'all run up on me.
Whatever.
You might lose your life.
Y'all just come to the table. Y'all just come to the table and say what's up. Take a picture with Poe. Represent.
You gotta get your groove on, man. It's fantasy football, so these niggas Texans. We got a little special guest in here named Nelson.
What's up, Nelson?
He be always in the way. It's a little cat. What kind of cat is him? Is he a him? I know it's him, but what kind of cat you think he is? We don't know yet.
I think he a black cat.
No, like his, like a kind of cat.
You know how many kinds of cats there are?
No, he a black cat because he my cat. He be doing black shit because I think he like catnip now because like weed, so he be doing catnip. He ain't got no job. What else?
He do got a job.
What's his job?
He a protector of the house.
I don't protect him nothing.
Yes, he do. You just don't be here.
What he protect?
He protect the home.
Oh yeah, I've got to tell y'all. So today, I was busting. Oh, we play basketball every Saturday.
Here we go. It's Sunday.
I hit a every Sunday. I hit a half court shot. Nothing but net.
It hit the backboard. Whatever. It hit the backboard, y'all. Don't let him play y'all
Chris
like
Curry
that.
With the ooh, shot.
No, boy.
Chris Curry. Shout out to Aisha. I'm Chris Curry. Shoot three all day, busting on him.
It took him about 4 weeks to get right. So
anytime anybody want to get this on the court, come see me.
He shoot with both hands, y'all. He don't shoot like he shoot like a volleyball. He holding a volleyball.
You know what they call me in the hood? Buckets. That's all I get.
A bucket of chicken, nigga.
I know, buckets.
A bucket of chicken.
That's how wet my shot be. You know how we shoot? Oh. You want to lick your fingers? That's how my shot be. Busting.
Y'all should have seen
him. PC, X Squad, DJ Period, Chris, anybody that want me on the court, Loda, y'all can get it. AJ, Elton, Dante.
Oh my God.
Armani. Anybody.
Who's Punkin, Armani?
Brittany.
Nigga.
My mama. My grandma. I bring your ass on the court too, grandma.
Oh my God.
Don't get it twisted. Anybody that want this on the court, want this. I don't even know what I'm bringing, but I'm bringing it. If you want it, come get it. So.
And when y'all come every on the court, he's missing every shot.
Shit.
Watch. Talking all that mess.
She missing every shot.
Nah, I'll be busting. Don't worry about that. Today I was a little off though, so I'll admit.
Only thing she busted is that damn what they call it when your water break. That's the only thing she busting over there. She ain't busting nothing.
Whatever.
So what else, man? We talking?
I don't know. No, I ain't scared. What you gonna talk about?
Talk about that whack music you be listening to.
Whack music. Let me tell y'all. Don't let him fool y'all. I put him on to a lot of music. He ain't know. Talking about, I don't listen to that. All of a sudden, he listening to it. He stay listening to it. It's on rotation. So, don't put me out like that.
Hey, y'all don't believe that. I might just put this one on pause, taking with Poe. So, y'all can hear us. See if y'all like that one. Y'all might like this one, politics and Po. She saying she want to do a podcast, so you know
I'm just
breaking stars and putting out new stars.
Oh,
so,
man,
you know I'm all about that, so I don't mind creating another star.
Whatever.
What you mean, whatever?
I'm a light, nigga. I told you I ain't no star. Stars burn out.
Oh, tell them about your when you was with Street Motivation.
Oh yeah, that was fun. I had a good time. Shout out to Street Motivation.
She wrote a discouraging article about Top Dog.
Hey,
she on the lowdown.
Yeah, why you saying that shit?
Man, you gotta keep it real. Here.
Oh yeah, that's true. You know, it was fun. I had a lot of fun. I must say, it was a great experience when I was in my 20s. Shout out to Street Motivation, Miss Tasty, all y'all.
Tasty.
Yeah, that's her name.
Who, you Miss Tasty?
No.
Yeah, beat your ass. I'm like, your name, Miss Tasty. Like, get a new name.
Hey, man. Represent. That's a she, man. She dope, man. Don't worry about it. You meet her one day.
Why they call her Miss Tasty?
Because that was her name. That was her. She an MC, man.
So that's my new name, Mr. Tasty.
Nah. You can't. It's only one person that's given that name. She
rich
she,
ass is give a
no.
Fuck, nigga. Oh, yeah. She like all that, City Girl.
You lying.
She like Megan Stallion.
I like them, Stallion, but that ain't my style all
Tierra
the time.
Black, Lizzo. She like all that.
Yeah, I like all them. Money, yeah, yeah. Money. But also, hip hop too.
But
hip-hop.
I need a nigga shit, huh?
Why you lying? Let me tell you, that's what he be listening to. He like that stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. Represent. That's Sister Pal right there. And
damn,
every way
oh,
she
I gotta
perform.
Tell you how she listen to CDs. She don't even listen to her
oh,
CDs.
Man.
She do it.
He lying.
No.
Everybody has a method. Everybody has a method. So this is what I like to listen to first. Just like a demo. You know, like how they used to have demos on tapes. On cassette tapes. Y'all remember that? Yeah. So I listen to like It's probably like 10 seconds, and I just switch it. Keep listening, and then I'll go back and listen to the whole album. Like, when I, if I'm, that. Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I'm not giving it my opinion yet.
To me, you're not, if you do that, you skimming through the song already from the jump. Did they make their song like that? Did they say, hey, I'm gonna spend 10
but
seconds?
But I'm pretty
like that?
Sure that somebody in the studio, the artist sat there and said, let me listen to them beats. And they skim through the beats.
You know what?
Who don't do that?
No, they do that, but for now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm doing first.
Next time I do an interview with an artist, I'm going to ask him.
What they do first?
How should somebody review their music? Because I'm telling you, to me, like, this is how. Really, because I'm not even the type of person where I, right when the song come out, I listen to it. I got to wait because I don't like this. When everybody else talking
me
about it,
neither.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
So the best time for me to listen to music is when I'm in my car.
Exactly.
Like, so if I ain't in my car, because even when I'm at the gym and got my headphones on listening to music, it's not the same because people might talk to you. You just working out, doing other stuff. But the best time to listen to music when you just your undivided attention. So that's why I say most time it's my car. But
yeah, I got a story.
Stuff sometimes.
I got a story when 444 came out. I was really excited. And they was playing, iHeart was playing on the radio. I think it was 92.3. Somebody was playing it. And then I had an emergency just to listen to the album in the car. It was really bad. I left work and everything. That's how dedicated I was. That's my story. But no, I don't put an opinion out already. I don't, like, okay, it was good. I listen to it like that. I got a method like you got a method.
I already got a name of the show.
What?
I'm going to name it. I'm going to put that little thing on there. For Married with Children, when you guys love it, marriage.
That's tight.
I'm gonna cut it off.
Loving the marriage. You know what I think you should do though? Take out that part when I talk about the deed, because I don't want my mama listening. She be listening. Hey, mama. Sorry, mom.
Mama know about that dick.
Hey.
Hey, mama. You know, what, you got five kids? Hey,
it's five of us, nigga. Whatever.
Whatever you say.
What's up to my brothers?
We ain't editing shit on here. It's real.
All right. Hello to my brothers and my sister-in-laws, my new sisters-in-laws. They're cool. Brittany and Pumpkin and Sienna.
They said she ate all the motherfucking, what they call it? Banana pudding.
But I appreciate
it. Why can't eat it cold? That's my little favorite, a little meme when them little kids arguing over their bike.
Where that little boy at anyway? You should find
him.
Yeah,
he was dressed up clean.
What?
He was wild. He probably grown now.
That ain't the same one who said he want to do bad things with his bad friend.
Nah, I ain't him.
Oh.
But yeah, y'all. So we'll start doing this more often. We'll just come on here, talk about our life, talk about our arguments. Cause she be arguing with me all the time.
Why are you? Oh, man, don't believe that, y'all. Come on, man. Really?
I'm trying to make this marriage work.
What?
So I be sometimes, you know, I'm gonna tell y'all men something about being in a relationship. Sometimes you just gotta ignore them.
Ignore?
Yeah.
Whatever.
You listen to them, and you know they ain't making no sense. They gonna really get you mad. But sometimes you gotta, like, what they call it, let go and let God.
Ooh.
Sometimes, like, especially her right now, because I know she's pregnant, so.
You know what? Being pregnant don't make me disabled. It don't make me unable. And so he be trying to use that as an excuse. So, ladies, don't. If you pregnant and you married and all that, you about to have a baby, don't be letting them think that you thinking you crazy because you pregnant. Ain't you in your right mind.
For work one
you
day,
in your
and she walked out with her drawers in her hand.
You gotta work before I do, so you lied.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
What else going on with us? How many months you say? 7 months? 8 months?
Nah, man. I'm about 5, 6. I ain't counting. I'm just going. I'm living.
3 more months. So I guess we'll have a baby on the podcast in a little bit.
What?
Yeah. Gonna be on there. No? How we gonna do the podcast here?
She can be on there.
Crying.
I hope she ain't no crying like that. Like, hope she don't cry like that.
I'm not the romantic call. Queen of the Park. Let me see, they got effects on here. So
is
I got
nothing?
The Pope Politic and Audible Pope Politic show. I got a little over there. Yeah, y'all feeling the show? They feeling it. Give me a standing ovation.
Okay.
Okay. And this show is also brought to you by
PoePolitikin.com.
Yeah. So I'm going to add some more effects and keep it fresh for y'all. It was just, like I said, we testing it out because we got a podcast that gets spoke coming up. So we just testing this out, seeing how it sounds, seeing if y'all going to rock with it.
Yeah.
Y'all rock with it. I mean, people, the best podcast be the couples podcast.
Oh, that's
people
what you
like
want to do?
About couples and shit.
Yeah, I think we interesting.
Sure. I don't know. We'll see, though. See if the people like it. And shout out to James. James working on his shot, but he can't shoot that good yet.
Hey, man, don't talk about my son.
You want? Well, so you be talking about when he's shooting, though?
Hey, I be trying to coach him, man. I don't talk about it. I be like, you know, don't shoot
well,
like that.
I be trying to coach him. If you was trying to coach him, he should already know how to shoot.
Well, this is like, you know, I thought he would be better than what he was before, but it's kind of like the same, so I don't insult him. I just coach
y'all
him.
I mean, I think if he keep watching me play.
Let me tell y'all what. Let me tell y'all. Chris, excuse me, Poe, what do? You dribble the ball through your legs and that one leg lifts up. It ain't supposed to lift up when you dribble the ball through your legs. You're supposed to keep your feet down.
Say that.
I see that. That's what I be saying. It is not.
You ain't Kobe.
You ain't Kobe.
The only person I can do about basketball is Mamba. I got that Mamba mentality. So if you ain't Mamba,
oh,
I ain't listening to you.
Shout out to all the WNBA players too. You know.
Shout out to Mamba and Mamba's daughter. They're playing basketball. As long as people But then, like, no, I actually, like I said, my homeboys, I had these twins I was real close with growing up, and their sister played for the Olympics, and she also played for the WNBA. She played for the Sparks for one season, but she's overseas now, so she hooping, but.
That's tight.
I busting her eye, too, Mary. She want to.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she whoop your ass.
She hooped me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she hooped me up. She my big, taller than me and bigger than me, so, yeah, she'll hoop me up, but. I hoop you up though.
Whatever. He think cause he made a half court shot after the third try he on. Like, yeah. Whatever, man.
So yeah, y'all, PoePolitikin is my Instagram. What's your Instagram? She likes social media, so what's your Instagram?
I don't really right know what's up, but it is Kimmy Darling, KIME_Darling.
She like do her deal because she said she like Aisha because she feel like ooh. I don't give her enough attention. So she said,
I ain't never said that. You try. Like, I'm telling you, I'm on Aisha mode. Ain't nobody checking for me, and I ain't checking for them. So that's what that means. That's what I mean when I'm saying I'm on Aisha Curry mode. Don't twist it. Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. I think that's it for now. We'll see how this sounds. We'll be back in like. She ain't got nothing else you want to talk about, right?
No, shout out to Crystal Yvonne.
Who is that? The one you posted in your podcast with before?
Yeah, we coming.
Y'all coming? How y'all coming?
With the real of the real. Ew!
See? You already know that's that little Native Stallion shit. Ew. What that supposed to be?
I don't know, I just said that.
See? High girl shit.
Whatever.
You gotta watch these females, man.
Nah.
I'm gonna tell y'all dudes, man. Watch these females, man.
Whatever.
They'll break your heart.
I don't break hearts, man. I've made them mama light. I was trying to tell him he need to make a. You need to make a like a quick little album on the mixtapes. You and Leo, I mean you and DJ. Period. Y'all need to make a little album because y'all be singing when y'all playing, but you be singing a lot. So
I'm gonna make a tribute album to Jill LaVert.
Yeah, ooh, that's gonna be real good. And you should do one to Luther Vandross too because you be singing.
Whatever you like. It's alright.
Ooh.
Tonight. Oh, baby. Y'all ain't ready for that.
Let's
go out tonight. Shoot. Ooh. Yeah, the
let's go.
Yeah, y'all. So, you check us out. Love and Marriage. We'll see how this play out. This is just a little, just throwing this out as a pilot episode. So, bump it or dump it. Tell me if you like it.
Oh, man. Don't bump it or dump it. Just listen.
Oh,
it's gonna get better. I don't want no bump it or dump it. It's gonna get better every time. This is my first podcast, so you know, excuse me if I sound nervous, but I don't feel nervous.
This is my millionth podcast. I've done podcasts all over the world.
I'm more of a writer than I am a speaker, but I guess it don't matter.
I'm not a I'm not a biter, I'm a writer for myself and others. When I'm saying big, I'm only bigging up my brother.
Ooh. Shit. Bigging up my brother.
Yeah.